This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McKee. Governors across the United States continue to scramble to reimpose restrictions as COVID-19 cases explode. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has details.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis says the pandemic is setting new infection records.
I think the country's going to pass 200,000 cases per day.
Deaths are also averaging about 1,000 per day, meaning the nation will reach the 250,000 mark sometime next week. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham is locking down her state for 2 weeks.
Stay at home except for only the most essential trips for health, safety, and welfare.
Oregon's Governor Kate Brown calls her two-week shutdown a freeze. Some economists say the economy cannot recover until the virus is brought under control, and relatively short lockdowns could ultimately result in less economic pain. I'm Tim McGuire.
In his first appearance since Joe Biden got the electoral votes needed to win the presidency, U.S. President Donald Trump talked about development of a coronavirus vaccine. AP's Ed Donahue explains.
No vaccine has formally been approved, but the president called work on its development the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population.
The president has not conceded the election. As he was leaving, a reporter tried to ask him about it. The subject briefly came up.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
President-elect Biden has not endorsed a nationwide shutdown. Public health experts worry the president's refusal to coordinate with the Biden team could only worsen the effects of the virus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And this is VOA News.